woke up this morning feeling real stink. I had the intentions to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's pharmacy. Great and don't kick a street, Jolly's fix up my immune system. Got me feeling fit and strong, now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me walking, Jolly's pharmacy is number one, Jolly's walking. Whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy. They boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
A pleasant good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. It is such a beautiful day here in Dominica. It's my pleasure being here with you for yet another episode of Health Vibes. I'm your host, Carlton Lando. And today is a special day. As I've said, and I continue to say, today is a good day to have a good day. So irrespective of how you might be feeling today, you may not be feeling well in your body, you may not be feeling well in your spirit, claim that you are better and you will be better. And if you live with that affirmation, I can guarantee you by the end of the day, you will be feeling better. At the end of the day, everything is in our mind. You know, we control our feelings and everything. Yes, you may feel pain, but if you are in good spirit, you'd recognize that you can manage that pain even better. So it's my pleasure being here with you for yet another episode of Health Vibes. We are here with you every Wednesday morning at this time, 10:15 to just about 11:30, where we talk about health matters, everything relating to health and wellness at its best with credible information. We try to be very balanced, we try to be very objective, and at the same time, we give you the opportunity to ask questions and interact with us on a weekly basis. This morning, I really came to the studio with a topic that I had already done all the research for and planned to do, but then there was also another area of interest that have been sort of brewing in my mind, wondering should I discuss that versus the actual topic that I have. And I did a little poll before I came here, and the consensus was, let us go with the other topic that of interest that you would want to speak about. And so this morning we are going to be having a very interactive show. I expect a lot of calls this morning based on the topic that we're going to provoke this morning. And I will be doing a poll as well. So it will be for and it will be against. And so we will be doing a poll. We will expect you to participate. And in so doing, I will tally, and we will have how many people for and how many people against. Just in way of announcements, just letting you know that yes, we are experiencing a spike in our COVID numbers. The last count was just about 203, I think, thereabouts. We've not gotten the latest, but I'm quite aware that most likely we will have a higher number by the end of the next poll. We have been seeing some changes that have been implemented to control the number of COVID 19 cases that we are now having on island. Let us all adhere to the guidelines and protocols that have been established by our Ministry of Health. Even for us as a pharmacy, we are on the front line. We have been on the front line with you from the beginning of last year. And even now, we are still on the front line with you, ensuring that you get all of your medications and supply from all our locations, and that is Jolly's Pharmacy. So just in way of announcement, you would have noticed that as of Monday past, Monday of this week, we began our operations, that is opening operations, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is our cutoff time at Jolly's Pharmacy. And on Saturday and Sunday, we will be closed to the public. So we will not be open this coming Saturday, and we will not be opened in the Focoli branch on Sunday. So please take note of that our operating hours, as it is right now, on days, Monday to Friday, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's all in line with adhering to the regulation that has been placed by our government. And so just a reminder again that Jolly's Pharmacy, and that is all locations of Jolly's Pharmacy, will be closed on Saturday and Sunday until we have further information regarding the curfew. As well too, just reminding you of our drop-off prescription service, where you can actually drop off your prescription. You don't have to wait in line. You can drop off your prescription and pick up in an hour's time. So you can drop off your prescription. It will be filled, and in an hour's time, you can pass and pick up. As well too, you can email your prescription, and that is the entire prescription. So you cannot omit no part of the prescription when you're emailing the prescription. So you can actually take off a photo of your prescription very clearly and email that prescription to us, and I will give you the email address. But if you do have multiple medicines or drugs on that prescription, please indicate on that same prescription or in your email what medications you would like on the prescription to be filled and the quantities. So for example, if you have a prescription for atenolol for 3 months by your doctor, you may not want the 3 months right away. You might tell us, give you 1 month supply of this medication. So stipulate or indicate in your request, in your email, the quantity of the medicines that you want, and at the same time too, the ones that you have chosen on that prescription that you would like to be filled. So we want all of that to be clear. You don't want to send an email and then when let us say all of the medicines are done, and when you do come, you're saying, well, you don't want the medicine anymore, XYZ. Some of you may require prices as well. What we can do, we can always email you back the price that your medication may come up with. And if you choose to, you can let us know if you want to half of the supply or you want a full amount. So just letting you know that you can email your prescription at pharmacy, the word pharmacy, at the symbol at Jolly's Online, Jolly's Online, Online. So Jolly's Online as in one word, .com. Again, the prescription service email address is pharmacy at jollysonline.com. Pharmacy at jollysonline.com. All right, so just letting you know that we do have that service, and it is available as we speak. And our technicians regularly check the email inbox to just ensure that there are prescriptions there that has to be filled. As I did say, you want to stipulate or indicate to us the quantity of the medicine that you may want, and at the same time, you may want to tell us the ones that you may want on that particular prescription. Now, we would not accept books. So sometimes people try to email a book, a page. That is not it is not accepted. We will only accept prescriptions. So we, if you have a book, you would have to come with to the pharmacy with the actual book. I also want to mention as well that particularly now, if you do have a book, a medical book, and you are, you need medication, particularly if you've not been to the dispensary in a while, it is important if you come in to have refills to work with your book. We may want to update your information on the computer system, so kindly work with your book at all times. If you are, if you do have a medical book and you are on medications for your chronic diseases like high blood pressure, diabetes, glaucoma, arthritis, you know, cancer, whatever it is, that's a chronic disease, ensure that you work with your medical book. That's going to help us a lot, a lot. Coming to us and telling us the small blue tablet or the wrong gray tablet, that is not going to help the situation. We cannot always identify the medicines by the colors, as brands changes from time to time, and that means colors will also vary from time to time. So it's important to work with your medical book, the same way you'd work with your wallet or you'd work with your cell phone. Kindly remember to work with your medical book, particularly if you're coming out district. Work with your medical book so that we can update your medicines. A lot of people have been saying, oh, but I'm supposed to have an update. But we've not received your book. If you do have a book, kindly work with your book at our pharmacies, and our pharmacy technicians will be glad to update your information as well. Just reminding you as well that we as a pharmacy team, we will not be able to do personal blood pressure checks and glucose checks at the moment because of COVID-19. So we've suspended all our clinical services that we would normally do, where we, you know, would normally check your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood glucose. We are not able to do these services at the moment because of the spike in COVID-19. We apologize for any inconvenience that this may have caused or will cause to you at this point in time. But at the end of the day, we too have to protect ourselves, and we want to protect you as well. So please be understanding to this, and certainly don't look at it as anything personal, but rather every person is a suspect. Everybody. I never know. I mean, I could, you know, I'm not, I don't know, but I could contract COVID-19, just like you can contract COVID-19. And so therefore, we are all trying to protect each other at this point in time. It is now 10:33. We are going to take a short break, and then we will get into our discussion. I will give you the numbers. Again, the numbers are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. And of course, you are welcome to make a contribution from overseas if you do reside out of Dominica. That number is 305-432-9624. That number again is 305-432-9624. We're going to take a short break, and then we will get into that discussion this morning.
What juice we drinking? A better tasting juice, one with so much variety. The perfect cocktail juice, bartender, it's brand for me. So many flavors, so do me a favor. Ask children in school for their recess. What juice they drinking? We drinking brand, we drinking brand. 100% juice, everybody drinking brand. We drinking brand, we drinking brand. It's healthy and it's pure, that's why we drinking brand.
Brand juice, 100% juice, distributed by Jolly's Pharmacy Limited.
Oh!
woke up this morning feeling real stink. I had the intentions to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's pharmacy. Great and don't think I'll treat Jolly's fix up my immune system. Have me feeling fit and strong, now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me walking, Jolly's pharmacy is number one. Jolly's walking.
Whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy. They boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Jump the line. Jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Indeed, we are leading the way in healthcare. Good morning again. You are connected on Health Vibes, and this morning we are going to kind of try to get your input in a question that I'm going to ask. You would have recognized that you would have seen, those of you who have been maybe paying attention to social media and the news, both regionally and internationally, you have been seeing or would have seen protests happening in Martinique, in Barbados, Guyana, Antigua, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines, whereby people are protesting over considerations of making COVID-19 vaccine mandatory. Even the US are looking at the possibility, particularly for their frontline workers like the military, nurses, doctors, customs, and the list goes on. The question is, do you believe governments should make COVID-19 vaccine mandatory? We've heard that our Prime Minister have said that he's not planning to go down that road, but we've seen hints of it in other Caribbean territories. What are your views? Do you believe that governments have that right? We know that governments are concerned about the economies of their respective territory or country, and they have seen and have recognized if COVID-19 is not controlled, how damaging it can have on the local economies. We've seen many companies and businesses file for bankruptcy, close their doors, even right here in Dominica. We've had businesses that have had to close their doors. We have micro businesses that are not making money at this time and have to, you know, want to remain in business and are paying rents while they are not making the money. How long can it continue? And so governments have that to think about all through. So they have been, in some territories, been considering making COVID-19 mandatory. What are your views? Are you for such policy or are you against? So I'm going to take a poll, and at the end I will give the results of the poll. So let's hear you. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling. All right. So again, we've lost, I think, 3 calls so far. Feel free to call and give your input. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good pharmacy. Let me tell you, that thing is about, it's a thing that I should discuss, you should not even discuss, because it doesn't make sense. Nobody can force people to do what they don't want to do, right? You have a God give you your life, right? You have leaders, there are rules in your country, but your personal life, nobody can force you to take a vaccine if you don't want a vaccine, right? And the government of Dominica doesn't make sense. Because there's nothing they're doing in the interest of people. Everybody gets their smells back. Everybody getting fixed in their country, but we're getting nothing. So government doesn't know their power. Their rules is for their side because they say there's no law, no constitution.
Okay, all right, caller. So your answer is no. Your answer is no.
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Let's take a next caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Thanks to the first caller. My answer is no.
No. All right. Thank you. Next caller. Good morning to you, caller. Good morning, caller. All right. Let's go. Caller, good morning to you. Thanks for calling. Caller, good morning. Are you there? Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I have a couple of questions. I want you to tell your audience, including me, what is the definition of a vaccine? Mm-hmm. That's the first question. I have a reason for asking that because I went to the CDC website and what the definition it gives me for a vaccine, COVID-19, is not doing that. So as you explain what is the definition of a vaccine and answer the question, is COVID-19 doing what the definition of a vaccine is? For me to make sure it's a vaccine. Because I think it's something that's helping you or preventing you or something, but I don't think it qualifies as a vaccine. It's not doing the major thing vaccine is supposed to do, which includes avoiding you from getting the disease. So tell us the definition of a vaccine and answer us if COVID-19 is doing it. I'm listening. Thank you very much.
All right. Okay. All right. I will answer you shortly. Let's go. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
My answer is no.
No. Okay. Thank you. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, again, a very good program.
Thank you very much.
With regard to mandatory vaccine on the citizens, I don't think this is welcome at all. Listen to me. I'm not anti-vaccine. I personally believe that
citizens say you don't want to get vaccinated, the companies can either have you do regular PCR testing, and that is. But with regard to forcing vaccine on people, I don't believe that's okay. I mean, I am vaccinated, but again, you don't have to really force vaccination on people.
Thank you very much.
And a point of correction just now. Why did it show a lot of businesses around the world might be going out of business because of COVID? That's not the case in point in the Nature Isle. That's all I have to say on that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Yes.
My answer is no.
All right. Thank you very much. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Carlton.
Yes, ma'am.
No government should have the right to make a vaccine mandatory that everybody should take vaccine.
My answer is
straight, especially in Dominica. The government of Dominica have no right to tell the people to make vaccine mandatory in Dominica. When we have a situation in our country, we have a business closing. Yeah, it's not no fault of ours. We have a government have to give $64,000 monthly rent for a building he's staying in, when the country was in the height of the COVID.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you, caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling. All the lines are going. Good morning. All right, let's take the next caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
My answer is no.
No. Okay. Yes, good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes. If stimulus package was not mandatory, so we should not be having mandatory injection either.
Okay, thank you for calling. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. The lines are just going crazy. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, quickly, before I answer, just would you describe what is a vaccine versus the medication you
use? Sir, I will do that. I have done several shows on vaccines, even when COVID just came in. I will do that. But today, I really wanted to focus a little on, do you believe government should make COVID-19 vaccine mandatory? And we're not merely talking about Dominica's government, because our prime minister have already said that he's not going down that road. But we've seen protests happening in Antigua, Barbados, Guyana, St. Vincent. We've seen those protests going on. Some of the governments in those territories are considering such. What are your views? Do you believe that that governments, and we say governments in plural, that is, have that right to implement such a policy? Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning, Carlton. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, sir.
Yeah, that's good. A quick conversation. Do you know the rate of recovery of that virus in Dominica? The rate of recovery?
Well, it is on the board. I mean, if you do go on the site right now, you will see how many people have recovered. So it's I don't have it with me. I can always Google it right now. But it is there for everybody to see how many people have, how many cases we have in quarantine, how many cases we have that's positive, how many deaths we've had. We have had none in Dominica. So it's on the board.
Okay, fine. So we have no deaths in Dominica, and we have had about almost 178 before the vaccine cases. So we had almost 100% recovery without mm-hmm. vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't quite understand why we have to force people. We shouldn't be taking that over. That shouldn't be a conversation to discuss. You can't get it. Look, everybody is what they need to do. Whatever the nurses and the frontline people are doing in the hospital to revive these people, let us know so we can do it, so we don't have to be rushing in hospital and crowding the place and asking for vaccine.
Okay, caller. Thank you for your contribution. Good morning. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Caller, just a question. The people that were recovered, all the hundreds of people that were recovered, do you know what they gave them to eat, to drink, to eat, so they recovered from that COVID? Do you know, Carlton?
No,
can
I don't. I don't know. I can ask, but I don't know.
Well, ask and let the public know, so at least we can help ourselves with that same thing, so we wouldn't have to go into that. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I'm calling to say no to mandatory vaccine.
Okay.
And what people need is the basic needs: food, clothing, shelter, no stimulus packages, no house after Maria. 4 years, going to 4 years,
okay,
after Maria, no house.
All right. Okay, caller. Thank you.
The government doesn't make that mandatory, right?
Thank you,
so
caller.
Food, clothing, shelter, that is mandatory.
Thank you, caller. Thank you so much. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I recommend that you play a disclaimer before you continue that show.
What disclaimer? Tell me.
I don't believe in the word mandatory, but government has the right to protect.
I'm not hearing it clearly, though, for whatever reason. Are you there still? All right, feel free to call back, because we just couldn't hear you very clearly. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller.
Yes, if the virus is a threat to the population, yes, make it mandatory.
Okay, thank you. So yes, good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Yes, Carlton. Good morning.
Anybody in any country, what you really need is the proper nutrition for anybody. So if your immune system is weak and you take vaccine, it will still affect you. So you have to get a proper nutrition. That's why the government should make sure that they get a proper stimulus package for specific people that cannot afford, the poor people, so that they can help boost the immune system. And you have to worry about vaccine. Thank you.
All right. Good morning. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I believe that every man has a right to decide his own destiny. My answer is no.
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you, caller. Good morning to you. Thanks for calling.
Yes, good morning, Carlton.
Yes, ma'am.
Carlton, I have a question to ask.
Yes, ma'am.
Did Dominica get vaccine from China?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Did you, that is the, what's the name of the vaccine, Moderna?
No, it's not Moderna. It's Sinopharm. Sinopharm, I think, is the name. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we did not get Moderna?
No.
Because I was watching
AstraZeneca
news last night.
And... Mm-hmm.
I was watching news last night, and China and the people and them, they send places, they send the vaccine. They have a big problem now. And China even rounding up the officials that have to do the vaccine. They've rounded up 47 of them already, and still more for them to crack down on because they made mistakes with the vaccine. So I hope people are watching news. Everybody have a right to take their vaccine or not take their vaccine. I am not saying I for, I am not saying I not for, but I am watching the world news.
Thank you very much. I have not seen that news item. I may have to look up and see if I see that news item, but I have not seen it. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, too.
So the answer is 100% no.
Okay, thank you. All right, good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. When a job... If you're working in a place and they say you cannot come to work if you're not vaccinated, it's just you're making it mandatory because the person will be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, in Haiti, well, maybe now they start vaccine. The people could not afford, a lot of them couldn't buy masks, they couldn't afford to close down, and in the world, they had the least. According to their population, they had the least cases because they would go out in the sun, they would buy their little vegetables and so. And Israel, that tried to be like a model for the world, had the highest level of vaccination. And now it's coming back like a boomerang to hurt them, and they are getting the variant because, as I listened to a virologist, he said that when you take the vaccine, the virus mutates in your body. And there are lots of other things. Well, and other callers call and ask what we should take. Well,
thank you, caller.
Vitamin
thank you, caller.
D and zinc.
Yeah, thank
but
you.
Study Haiti and Israel.
Thank you, caller. But I do believe, like any other disease, there will be difference in opinions and experts. One expert may say something, the other expert may say something else. And it applies to every profession, whether it's law, whether it's politics, whether it's medicine, whether it's, you know, chemistry, you will have difference in opinions. But the question is though, we've seen those protests that have been happening. Antigua, Barbados, Guyana, St. Vincent, the Grenadines, we've seen those protests. Even in the U.S., they're now looking at making it mandatory that if you are to visit the U.S., you must have your vaccine card. You must show that you've been vaccinated to visit the U.S. And that might be coming and that might be applicable to even Europe and sort of and other countries. Does that mean that in a technical way that getting vaccinated might become mandatory in order for you to have a normal way of life? So if you want to go to the U.S., whether it's for business or so, you may have to be mandatory. You may have to be vaccinated. So the question is, do you believe governments should make COVID-19 vaccine mandatory? Let's take this call. Good morning to you, caller.
Yes, sorry for calling back. But what you were saying there is just like if somebody has a child, they know give birth to a male child. If in the world they say the child say I'm female, you must call the child female. As a parent, you are at a loss. All the best.
Thank
we'll
you.
Learn more.
Thank you. Let's take this other caller. Good morning to you, caller. The lines are going like crazy. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning to you, sir. Good morning. Well, I just tuned in. I tuned in a little late. But the last part I heard is the to travel to the U.S., mm-hmm. they're going to recommend that mm-hmm. every visitor have their COVID vaccine and have their vaccine card with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you. Because I was just on Instagram just now. I work at the medical center, mm-hmm. and I look at Texas Children. As a matter of fact, Texas Children just put out a memo saying all employees must be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago, we had the medical center, which is Methodist Medical Center, at also the medical center downtown in Houston, mm-hmm. where the employees, I think the nurses, they took Methodist to court. And the nurses, they lose the case because why?
Mm-hmm.
It's the people place. It's their business place. They can say to do this or do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, if you don't want to follow the rules, then
you leave the job.
You get fired. So what happened is that they lost the case, and that's exactly what's going to happen because I work at Texas Children, and I took the vaccine. And I just went on Instagram, and mm-hmm. they just passed over saying all employees, it's mandatory to take the vaccine,
mm-hmm.
unless if they have some kind of underlying, which is, you know, that will affect
mm-hmm.
them. That's
mm-hmm.
something different. So I really don't understand why people hesitate. I mean, everybody have their choice. But if it's something to save your life and other people's life and your family life, because I myself, I get COVID while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks God, it wasn't that severe. But I have seen so many people, you know, sick over there. And people just there beating around the bush. Pretty soon, I'm pretty sure they don't want to take it now. It's free. I'm pretty sure in the years coming that they will have to put out their money to purchase that same very vaccine
mm-hmm.
that some people complaining, oh, they don't want to take it. They don't know what's in it. They don't know. I mean, you know, we took vaccine from baby, you know, so I don't get it.
Thank you,
anyway,
Paula.
Anyway, have a good day.
Thank you.
Good program.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning,
hello?
Caller. Yes, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
I'm saying, Carlton, that the frontline workers, they should be, it should be mandatory that they get the vaccine because they have to care for everybody. But the other people, they should have a choice.
So frontline workers, so people like myself and all the people in medicine and so forth should get vaccinated fully.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good point. All right. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Yes. All right. Let me just give the numbers again. 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. And, of course, you are free to call from overseas. That number is 305-432-9624. I am live on Facebook as well. This is QFM Facebook page. You can see the show live. You can make comments if you do need to make comments. I know that it's a topic that is going to dominate the airways for some time, and it has begun already. Lawyers already, making cases and advocating and lawyers for, lawyers against, and that type of thing. So it's becoming a legal battle as well. And a human rights battle too. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. I haven't taken the vaccine yet, but I hope to take it soon because I plan visiting Dominica. My problem is that why should a vaccine that kills less than 1% of people, why should everybody take it? That's my question.
I can't really answer the question in that sense because I think it's broader than maybe what we're seeing. Because we do know that at the end of the day, the statistics that are collated from throughout the world might be giving a broader picture as to what's happening relating to COVID-19. But your point is valid, and it's one that we should be kind of paying attention to as well. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, sir. Hello, good morning.
Yes.
My answer to the question is yes.
So you believe we should have mandatory vaccination?
Exactly.
All right, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning to you. Thanks for your education.
Yes, sir.
Let me say, people should say that taking the vaccine is a personal issue. It's not a personal issue. Because if you get COVID, you can infect an entire community, entire country,
mm-hmm.
by just you. So you have a responsibility to your community. The second thing, the discussion here now is that the discussion is that people who are not insured will have to pay higher premiums for insurance because they are higher risk in the healthcare. So there's a lot of discussion going on,
mm-hmm.
and I listened to a discussion yesterday. They said that if somebody gave you the COVID, you can even end up suing them for passing on the disease.
And
so
where,
it's becoming very, very difficult.
And you're calling from Dominica,
yes,
or outside of Dominica?
I'm calling outside Dominica.
Outside of Dominica.
The second thing,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the second thing is we have to realize that we trust science for everything in our life. We're going to play in because scientists and engineers develop it.
That's
we drive a car, we eat food that they put, the package and process. And nobody will tell me that hundreds of scientists will sit there and put out a vaccine that is not going to injure the people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we trust people all the time. But there are people who are anti-vaccine, not only this vaccine, any vaccine at all, and they're the ones pushing the negativity. And I'm sorry that Dominica, who can't afford to have widespread COVID, Dominicans are falling for it.
Thank you very much.
I think we have a golden opportunity to be vaccinated our entire country and be safe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you and good morning.
Thank you for your point. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, sir.
All the vaccines people were taking before, keep taking this. I never take a vaccine. I don't know for when I was baby,
mm-hmm.
but as a grown person, I never take a vaccine. I never even take any tonic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the tonic people drinking and all those things. And I have never got scratch, chicken pox, none of these things. I've never got that.
You might just be one in the very, 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 very small minority, but that doesn't mean that everybody is like you.
No, but what I'm saying is if COVID is not affecting people, why should people, Dominica doesn't have any death, why do people have to go and force themselves to take a thing that they don't even show if it will work or not work?
You're saying Dominica, yes, Dominica has not had any deaths as yet. We're praying that it remains that way, but we never know who will be the first person.
But another thing, Carlton,
mm-hmm.
I hear you take it. You take it, you still can spread the virus, you still can get the virus. Don't take it, you still can get the virus, you still can get the virus. And even better than not taking it, because you don't show what's going to happen to it when you take it.
Yeah, but we science have also shown, caller, that once you've been vaccinated, even if you were to get COVID-19, the severity of it would be much lesser. So then the probability of you dying is much lesser, or you having developing a major complication that could maybe alter one of your organs is much less. So that is the other side of the coin relating to vaccination that few of us sometimes want to speak about. And I must inject that in there versus somebody who has not been vaccinated at all. They are more likely to get the full brunt of COVID-19 and its complications.
Well,
right?
Wrap
up quickly.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's safer if you don't take it than taking it.
Okay. Thank you. That's your opinion. I have to respect that. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, okay. Mr. Lando, I've listened to you on giving a lot of the breakdowns about the vaccine.
Yes, sir.
Right. So I think you're in a very good position to give us the information concerning the vaccine, that the ingredients in the vaccine,
mm-hmm.
Can you do that to us?
You must remember too that there are over 20 different COVID-19 vaccine brands that are on the market. So I would not be able to give you all of the active ingredients. I mean, if there's a specific one that you may have an interest in, I might Google that. I don't have it off my head, but I can Google it off and see what's in there and tell you.
Right, because at least some of that information should be, you know, bring to the public that people can understand what, because if you have a product,
mm-hmm.
and you're encouraging me to take that product,
mm-hmm.
at least I have to know that product is safe.
Okay. Well, let me ask you another question, though. You might see, for example, a long word. You don't know what that word mean. So even if I try to explain it to you, you will still have an issue with that word because you're like, what that chemical is. The very same thing is applicable to medications. I mean, you have a headache, you go to the pharmacy, you take Tylenol, which is acetaminophen. There are other inert active ingredients in there. You do not know exactly what it might be doing to an organ in your body, but you trust that the paracetamol, as it's called, Tylenol, is going to work. So it's quite similar to that of a vaccine. I mean, the vaccine is just a different form of medication, but it's quite in retrospect, from a pharmacological standpoint, it is still a drug.
It's not a drug.
It is still a drug. It is still a drug.
It is still a drug.
Whether it's Tylenol, whether it's medication, the medication that you take for your blood pressure or your kidney failure or your diabetes, it's synthetic. It is still something that has to be manufactured. And the aim is, what does the benefit outweigh the risk? And that, I think, is what we have to sometimes be objective about in the debate. What are the risks and what are the benefits? Does the benefit outweigh the risk? Have more people died? Hold on. Have more people died from COVID without vaccination versus have people who have been vaccinated and have died? And the probability is, the proportion is, more people have died without vaccination. And that's the fact. So we have to be objective and think, you know, objectively, you know, when we make some of these arguments.
Okay, but then, with what you just said, that you cannot make this product mandatory for people to take.
I believe it's a human right, and I will not, as a medical person, I will never force. You know, I have loved ones who have not taken the vaccine, and I have spoken to them, and they have their choice, and I will not force it down their throat. I just have to accept that. So I'm objective about that. You cannot, so I'm not going to say that I believe it should be mandatory. I believe that people have, there is what we call human rights, and it's just like, you know, God doesn't force nothing down our throats either.
Absolutely, man.
You know, so I believe, you know, it's your right. But at the end of the day too, we have to be cognizant that it is an infectious disease. It is a communicable disease. And more and more, it is catching like wildfire. Think of you going to the supermarket. You will touch products on the shelf. Other people would have touched that same product. You did not see them. So every one of us at risk. Yes, you sanitize your hand before you got into the supermarket. But then as you go along, you know, shopping, you're touching things. You're putting things in your item. You inadvertently touch a counter or touch, you know. And so it makes us, it's like a demon that is around us, and all of us, we cannot see it, and we do not know who is next. And the way I am looking at it is like I'm treating myself and everybody around me as a COVID person. Okay? Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Carlton.
Yes, good morning.
Boy, you know, that is where our conversation needs to begin. And I'm glad to hear you first acknowledge the choice. Because, you know, I'm not against taking vaccines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My vaccine card full of all the other vaccines.
Yes.
You must take a vaccine, certain vaccines to travel. But you see, certain things around this vaccine still needs to be discussed, especially when it comes to making it mandatory. Because one of the things that, you know, one of the arguments is that would the employer claim liability for any, you know,
side effects or complications
later down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of debate.
And I think that's a very good point that you've raised. And that's what, yeah.
But beginning the conversation by acknowledging people's choice is the perfect way to begin the discussion, you know? Because, like you say, it sometimes is not what you say, but how you say it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? And I appreciate that. I just wanted to call just to make that point, that appreciation.
Thank you very much, caller. Yeah. Thank you, caller. Thanks.
Right. Yeah, man.
Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Carlton, you said something there a while ago. When you people buy products in the supermarket, my advice to everybody, like I always do from the time COVID came, they say we had COVID, everything you leave the supermarket with and you put in a plastic bag and you bring at your home, make sure you have a cloth with Clorox water, enough Clorox to sanitize everything from plastic bag to cans, everything you buy in the supermarket. Make sure, because no, you are not the only one touching it. Make sure you sanitize them before putting them inside of your cupboard, please. And upon leaving the supermarket again, sanitize your hands. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning to you, Mr. Lando.
Good morning.
My question is, if one is hospitalized, whether it's a terminal disease or a highly contagious disease, when the nurse or the doctor comes with that medication, can I say that I don't want that medication?
That's your choice, yes.
Right.
Somebody can discharge yourself. You can discharge yourself from the hospital, but you have to, hold on, but you have to sign a disclaimer. You must sign a legal disclaimer that if you leave the hospital and something happens to you, that the hospital is not liable.
Fine.
And the same thing, if you refuse to take a medication that has been prescribed to you while you're on the ward, you have to sign a disclaimer for that as well. Even when you're going to do a surgery, you recognize that you have to sign a disclaimer too when you're going to do a surgery. Yeah.
Fine. But the fact remains that I have a choice. So why now, especially in the Caribbean, the talk now is wanting to make it mandatory? Do they want to create terrorists in the Caribbean? Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Well, I think for Caribbean governments, as I did say, it's all about economics. At the end of the day, yes, we do have a public health crisis, which is COVID-19, but that public health crisis is also crumbling economies. And if economies are crumbled, then you go into a poverty. So you recognize it's a cycle, because if you were working, like, look at, you know, some of these places that closed, I'm not going to call any of the names. You had people who had mortgages. They may have had a child studying overseas. They lost that job. It will take them a while before maybe they get another job. And so even when they get another job, the salary might not be on the same scale of the previous job that they had. And so it puts them still at an economic disadvantage. So it's all of this is broader, and I think that's where we need to really start thinking less emotionally and more objectively, and see how, yes, it is a public health crisis, but how is that public health crisis altering our economic prowess? How is it altering the our market in terms of our labor, our productivity, production. So these are things that as well to governments collectively have to think about. And remember, governments there is a Ministry of Economics, there is Ministry of Health, Ministry of Environment, Ministry of this. So you recognize that it's all collective as well. It's not merely just about the economics, but also to the health security of the nation. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning, Carlton.
Good morning to you.
Very good program.
Thank you.
You were just mentioning about the supermarket. Now, you enter the supermarket, they sanitize your hands and everything. I would want to believe the owners doing the same thing, like, you know, sanitizing everything before they open and everything like that. So if you're doing all of those, I would want to believe that all the items that is inside, that when you walk away, they are safe. And you are safe because you have been hand sanitized before you come in the place. And I want to believe they sanitize everywhere before persons come in. So I'm really kind of wondering. And it was just saying when you buy your thing, you still have to, like, you know, I never really do it because I find any the place is sanitized and everybody is hand sanitized before entering in the supermarket. So why, you know? So it's just a matter of,
I understand your rationale too. I understand what you're asking. And I think it just means that every one of us should have our own hand sanitizers with us. We cannot just rely on when we go to the supermarket to get sanitized when we go in. But even just after we've maybe made all our purchases, sanitize our hands again. And one of the things I must make mention too, we've seen the erection of standpipes throughout Roseau. And that is very important. So one of the things I've been saying to friends and colleagues of mine, have a little hand soap as well. So maybe the nearest, you know, pipe stand that you meet, you just stop, you take out your soap, your soap, you know, liquid, and you wash your hands thoroughly. You have your rag and stuff, and you move on. Because afterwards, even yes, the hand sanitizers will help you to a certain extent, but hand washing with soap and water is really the best, running water at that. And so we need to take more advantage as well of the standpipes that are wrong. I have been saying, even this morning I was saying that to a bus driver, you know, you drive in bus and they are at risk as well. You know, find a pipe stand from time to time, because you're handling money, you know, that type of thing. So wash your hands from time to time, periodically during the course of the day. Use the standpipes that are around in Roseau, or even while you're driving along. You might see a standpipe, just stop for, it will take you what, less than a minute. You wash your hands thoroughly, and then you get back in. But these are things that we have to be conscientious about as well. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Carlton.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, just one more suggestion. You know, right now, this is a challenge, not just for us, on the, you know, on the thing of, you know, medicine.
It's a challenge for everybody.
So I think right now we should be looking at ways for better and quicker personal testing, so that when they call lockdown, you know, people can isolate and self-test, and then it's a gathering for real time, you know, so that people can identify clusters that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a challenge and us rising to it, man. You know, we don't have to panic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we should be battling it on all fronts, not just vaccine, you know, on all fronts.
True. I agree.
So we should rise to the challenge, I mean, always.
Thank you. Very good point. And with that, I will add to that, that it's important that we take care of ourselves right now. Have sufficient rest. A lot of us don't sleep enough, and that in itself takes a toll on our immune system. A lot of us stress out unnecessarily and worry unnecessarily. That takes a toll on your immune system, making you more susceptible to any type of virus or bacteria infection. Our nutrition, we need to make sure that we eat well and we eat a balanced meal. We need to exercise. All of these things, I made mention of that last week, help your immune system. Yes, you can go to the pharmacy, you can pick up zinc, you can pick up vitamins D, you can pick up vitamins, selenium, and so forth. You can pick up those items and they will help your immune system. But if you're not taking care of yourself, then, you know, it puts you at risk. So we have to take care of ourselves as well. We have to improve on our hygiene, our hygienic practices. And we, all of those things have been said early o'clock to us. Have we been adhering to them? I still see people with very dirty masks. You see people with very, very dirty masks. I mean, you're not seeing, I mean, the mask afterwards need to, if you cannot, you know, maybe buy disposable ones all the time, you have the cloth one, you wash it every day, you wash it, make sure you wash it and you dry it and so forth, but you should not have a dirty mask in your face, because that in itself already signals that the mask is compromised. You know, so these are things, our own personal hygiene must be encapsulated in the whole campaign process of stamping out COVID-19 and reducing the numbers that we've been seeing on Ireland. Let's take another caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My opinion is that I look at it as the parable in the Bible, the 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish.
Mm-hmm.
5 virgins put oil in their lamp and the other 5 did not, and they suffered the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a man plants 1,000 banana trees. They come up very nice and healthy. A lot of them bear big bunches of bananas. Now, if he does not put traps under them to support, he's going to lose his crop eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So some people, when they are sick, they go to the doctor. The doctor diagnosed them with an illness and said, I prescribe this medication for you. And in some instances, they have to take it for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the first portion runs out, they are back at the pharmacy for a refill. And they never know what's in the medication, how was it made, what effect it has on the body, but they have faith.
All right. So your point is for vaccination?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm not saying that it should be mandatory.
Yes, but you believe in vaccination.
We have proven that since vaccination coming against the COVID, less people are dying, because every day we used to hear thousands, hundreds of thousands of people dying all over the world. And now we are not hearing that. So mm-hmm. I have faith in the vaccine.
Thank you very much.
I have also been vaccinated.
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, sir. Good morning to your program.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Yes, sir. We have a disease called leprosy in Bible time, in them long time days. It was very dangerous. So I would like you to make research for us, please, and compare it to COVID, because this thing is not in existence anymore. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, I do remember leprosy. I remember there was a home in Taro area that used to house people with leprosy many years ago. And thank God we've beat it. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm fine. Good morning to you.
Yeah.
Yes, caller. Good morning. I'm here. Okay, we seem to have lost the caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Sandro. People focus on the right. Okay? But rights come with responsibility. They don't focus on the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
People focus on choice.
Mm-hmm.
Choice has benefit and consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So why are we not focusing on the consequences?
Mm-hmm.
Why we want to give the consequences to Jesus Christ and everybody else? If your right is going to affect my right, then we're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you taking the vaccine, okay, helps to prevent you from getting COVID, not taking the vaccine, okay, you will get the virus.
Caller, let me ask you a question now.
Yeah.
I am going to play devil's advocate with you. So do you believe, for example, I mean, you have that right and I have that right, to put a disclaimer on your front door, only vaccinated people are welcome into my house?
Well, if it's going to affect, if unvaccinated people are going to come into my house and affect me, you better believe I'm going to put it.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Because, you know, we might be seeing that soon, you know, where certain offices and if you have to see certain people, they might say, well, you have to show your vaccinated card, the authentic vaccination card, for you to meet or to see such and such a person. You just never know. That might be very, very close. You know, you just never know. It is now 11:24. I know that we've gotten so many calls. I mean, I know that this topic would be one that a lot of people would want to engage in, because it is very hot on the agenda. It is one that is spoken about in every corner now throughout the world, particularly now in the Caribbean. We've been seeing, you know, quite a bit of protests happening referencing this. So it is one that warrants discussion. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. One question I have. Do you believe that if everybody gets vaccinated, that the COVID will go away?
That's an interesting question. That's a very interesting question. Maybe, maybe not. That's how I can answer it in a fair way. Maybe, maybe not. I am not a virologist. I am not a microbiologist. I am certainly not God. So I think it is a question that every one of us would be wondering about.
Okay.
Yes. Thanks. Good morning. Yes, good morning. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I like the point you make, but I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
If you were trapped in a burning car or burning house, and I was coming to save you, would you ask me if I'm vaccinated?
Most likely not, because emotionally, I would want to get out of the fire.
Oh, but I thought you'd want a vaccinated person to save your life then.
That's a nice one. I understand where you're going with this, you know, but I understand very clearly.
I don't finish it. I want to ask you a question also.
Yes.
What vaccination, what does it do? Isn't it supposed to provide you immunity?
Yes, it does. But remember to...
Right, and
call
if you're immune, you tell. So, mm-hmm. And if you're immune, it means you can be exposed to a virus and not get... And you can be exposed to the virus and you will not get it, right?
Yes.
Right, but a lot of people that are vaccinated are still getting the virus. That means that this is not a vaccine.
Well...
If you're...
I truly understand your view.
But that is, yes, I get you. But that is the definition of vaccination on CDC website.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, you know. And I'm not in no way arguing with you. I'm just saying to you again, to caller, you have to remember that this disease is new. It is one that is new and is still being researched and understood.
Experimenting.
Right. So we have to be
So then there are other scientists who is just as good, even better than Fauci, that warned against people being vaccinated and said that once you vaccinate people now, very early in this stage, and not let them develop natural immunity, what you're going to get is many variants coming out from them from that type of vaccination, because it is not a vaccine according to the CDC definition of what a vaccine is. This is not a vaccine.
So let me if I may to engage you a little. So let's see. Playing devil's advocate, right? That somebody close to you, I won't say you, but somebody close to you contracts COVID-19 and is severely compromised in the sense that they're having organ failure, they're on life support, and so forth. Would your view then be changed in reference? Because I've seen a lot of testimonials in the media whereby people did not get vaccinated or they did not believe in it or whatever it is, and then a member of their family or they lost how many members of their family, and then they regretted not having vaccinated. Would your mind and perspective change then?
Not really, because I listen to the other side too, and I've also seen situations where people get the vaccine and die a couple of minutes after they got the vaccine, right?
Okay. Well, and the last week a caller called, and that have not been documented that much. And yes, it's something that I would like to see myself.
If I had your number, I would send you a video of a woman crying about her mother being vaccinated, and maybe 30 minutes after her mother take the so-called vaccine, passed away.
Thank you, Nicole.
I wish I had your number. Yeah. I would have sent you the video.
Thank you, caller. I appreciate that. All right, good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hey, morning, Carlton.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good, interesting program. I mean, in anything, you have people that are for and people that are against.
Definitely, Melvin.
Yes, and I didn't want to really call, but one lady just really hit me, and to me, with all what I heard, that's one of the best questions for the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody is vaccinated, will the virus just go away?
Mm-hmm.
She asked that question. Do a research for me. Dig deep. By the time you come next week, come up with an answer to that question.
Thank you very much.
Because really and truly, that's the best question I've heard for the morning. Mm-hmm. And that's just me. Eh?
Yeah.
People might say, oh, the questions they heard will be, all questions are. That was the best question I heard for the morning. So that jerked me to really leave what I'm doing and call. Because I really didn't want to partake in the whole, that survey that you were doing. So I'm still not going to take part. But
okay.
I just wanted to make that point. Go do your dig deep. And come back next with an answer to that question. Have a good one, my brother.
Thank you very
Great
much.
Program.
Thank
Andrew
you so much. Thank
nice
you. You know, one of the things about Health Vibes, and I have been that way from since I began doing talk shows, is try to really ensure that people are respected, and we've been doing an excellent job with that. And people opinions are respected, whether you believe in something or I don't believe in it. You would have noticed that in the years that I've been hosting that show, I've always respected people's opinion. And this is what demarcates us. We're not into, you know, fighting down people and thinking that we're brighter than others, and whatever you say makes no sense because you're not science based or whatever it is. But I try to listen objectively to people and to respect people. So I just really wanted to say that, and I must say today was an excellent show. People, you know, respected each other very well, and you know, they shared their own opinions. I see the lines are still going, but maybe we can take maybe just about a few more calls. But we need to leave at 11:45 for sure. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Lando. While you're at that research. Will there be no more viruses? Can you add that to that research? Okay, not just the coronavirus, but no more viruses if everybody takes the vaccine.
Well, the preachers and evangelicals will tell me we are in the end of time, and so expect more viruses and expect more. You know, so again, that will be a different perspective, because the spiritual leaders will tell you, the Holy Bible tells you that we are in the end of times and expect all these things. But then the same part of the Bible will tell you that in the last days, God will give man more knowledge, and knowledge will increase. So the equation goes on. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hello, good morning. Good
yes,
morning.
Good morning, caller.
Yeah, I'm calling in regard to that vaccination. It's not really the poll for yes or no, but I have a little issue. I don't know if you can direct me as to where I can go to higher authorities. My husband is 72. He took a first shot of the Chinese one, the Sinopharm.
Mm-hmm.
And now we find out that he's a Canadian citizen. They don't recognize this one. But we have two others that they recognize. So he went today to see if he could get one of the two. They said no.
No, it cannot be mixed.
It cannot be mixed.
No, we cannot mix the different brands, no.
So that means to say, you know, they don't recognize it in Canada.
Well, yeah.
So that's mandatory then. Why can't he take the other two shots?
He cannot. You cannot take the one that.
Okay.
Yeah, from
okay.
Canada. Yeah.
Okay. I
yeah.
can hear you now. But listen, I have one more question though. I did my study and I have the data on the Sinopharm, the Chinese one, that it is not recommended for 60-year-old people, and he's 72, because it has no defense against the virus. So I have a big issue there.
Okay. Well, I guess you can always go maybe to the Ministry of Health and speak
okay.
to somebody there
okay,
about
you.
Your concerns, you know. That,
yes,
you know.
And I'm concerned for my fellow Dominicans as well, who are over 60 years old and taking the Sinopharm, Chinese one. It's just not recommended according to the data.
Okay. All right. So we, yes, good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling. You know, but in retrospect too, and that's one of the things I always say that I try my best to be objective. Now, the flip side of that is that someone may argue that the Americas, that is Europe, Canada, the US, they all have this alliance, and they may not necessarily support Russia and China and Korea, which they consider communists. And so because of that, they may not approve or give credence to the Chinese vaccine based on their own sites. So that is another side of the equation too that the caller, we have to think about. We have to also think of the policies and the politics that could also be part of these vaccines and where they are approved and where they're not approved. So that, I just wanted to pitch that in there from an objective standpoint. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Carlton, I need you to do some investigation, please. There's a place, I was told that there's a place called Gibraltar, somewhere outside of Spain, that is fully vaccinated. The entire country is fully vaccinated. That means they have achieved herd immunity. And I understand right now is when the COVID is doing serious damage there. What do you know about that, or can you do some research on that?
Well, I would have to maybe read up on this, but I know for a fact one of the concerns I know that scientists have been kind of looking into is the deficiency of vitamins D. Because you've recognized, you would have noticed that within the past year, many Europeans died of COVID-19 because, you know, in Europe, they don't get as much sunlight or heavy sunshine like those of us in the Caribbean. And so that was one of the concerns that some literature pointed out. So that could be a factor, and I said could be a factor. Why? Because right now we are kind of getting away from summer, and the fall season is quickly approaching when the temperature is going to start dropping. And scientists have said they will see an increase in COVID-19 again. So there may be some correlation to COVID-19 and temperatures. There may be some correlation with that. So that is something too, again. And that's why I said this virus, there is so much that it is so bulky. There is so much that has to be learned still about it in terms of its manifestation, in terms of its the way that it mutates. It is one that I think the entire world is looking at. I look at COVID-19 almost like Y2K, when we were getting into the year 2000 and everybody was panicking what was going to happen to your computers and that kind of a thing. And all different scientists were talking on, you know, what would happen to the world. And we recognize life went on. So right now, COVID-19 is the global conversation. The entire world is looking at, you know, what's happening, and I believe it is one that we all should be paying attention to. It is now 11:38. We really have to wrap up now, but it was my pleasure being here with you today for yet another episode of Health Vibes. As usual, it was very interactive. Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, let me just give the poll. I had 4 people saying yes for mandatory vaccination. And I had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17 people say no for mandatory vaccination. So it would mean that more people are against compulsory mandatory vaccination if governments were to go down that route, and only 4 people voted for. But whatever your opinion is, COVID-19 is a wrong. We have to protect ourselves, and we have to do everything in our power to ensure that our communities, our villages, our families are protected. Until next time, I'm your host, Carlton Lando, saying go out, do something productive, be conscientious, and be your brother's keeper. Your health is your greatest asset. As I've always said, protect it. Take care. Bye-bye. I woke up this morning feeling real stink. I had the intentions to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's pharmacy. Great and don't kick a street. Jolly's fixed up my immune system. Got me feeling fit and strong. Now I'm ready to work and take on any mission.